A $4.58 million project is giving students access to tuition-free training programs in the mining sector. Agnico Eagle Mines Limited and Northern College's training division have partnered for the initiative. The goal, according to the announcement, is to develop a new skilled workforce in a range of mining-related programs such as career readiness, trades pre-apprenticeships, underground mining, diamond drilling, mineral processing and environmental monitoring. Programs begin this month. Learn more on what to expect and how to apply here. At Agnico Eagle, we firmly believe in supporting and encouraging students to consider a career in mining. We offer many opportunities to build technical skills through on-the-job training and the chance to work with some of the industry's most talented leaders, said André Leet, vice president of Agnico Eagle Mines Ontario, in a news release. The creation of partnerships and talent pipelines for specialized roles within our industry is critical to our long-term success. In 2021, we hired nearly 600 workers for our operations in Northern Ontario, and we have many more positions to fill now and into the future. The programs are funded through the Skills Development Fund. Up to 146 people will be able to access the free programs that include job training opportunities at Agnico Eagle sites such as Detour Lake Mine and Mikasa Mine. Funding may also be available to help with childcare, travel and accommodations, according to the announcement. Northern College's president and CEO, Audrey Penner, said the college is proud to offer flexible training opportunities, noting many programs include post-secondary credits. Our government is on a mission to ensure students have access to the training they need to earn bigger paychecks, gain financial independence and start a career they can be proud of, Labor Minister Monty McNaughton said in the release. This tuition-free training program is a great way to connect students with fulfilling careers and support the growth of Northern Ontario's mining sector. Timmins Today.